Hi again, everybody. I'm Dan Horde. He's Dave Lapham, and this is our first Radio Guys recap of the 2017 season. The Bengals win the preseason opener over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 23-12. Lap, the big question mark going into the season and naturally the first game, the offensive line. How did they do in their first crack at it this year?
I thought it was pretty solid, Dan. You know, I thought that they got the running game going, which is a big key. I mean, they rushed for 140 yards. Almost 40 of it was Jeff Driscoll, you know, running zone read and doing some of those sort of things, which, you know, isn't going to happen during the regular season. But I thought they still operated well. Carson abused Tampa for yards. Our boy Joe Mixon obviously did as well. Both those guys rushed for over 30 yards. So I thought that the offensive line came off the ball well, sustained blocks well. Trey Hopkins took full advantage of an opportunity to go into the right guard position, and really not only in pass protection with those long arms, but double teams. He can stay with the double team longer before he has to come off to the linebacker because of the length of his arms. And I watched him in the first drive very, very closely before I got my eyes elsewhere, and he was doing a great job, you know, initially getting all over people and covering them up and getting his responsibilities done. So I thought that the running game was a plus. You know, then you can do play action off of it like we were talking about, because linebackers have to come downhill. Is that space between linebackers and defensive backs that you can abuse? And Driscoll, you know, abused it. Not only ran up, but completed his first seven balls. You know, I mean, made great decisions with the football. So he benefited, I think, from the running game that he was a big part of.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are this year's team on Hard Knocks. And here's what I'm looking forward to hearing on episode 2 coming up next week. What they were saying on the sideline about Joe Mixon. 6 carries, 31 yards. He had an outstanding 11-yard catch where he made a couple of people miss. It was an impressive debut.
Yeah, I mean, it's the numbers are one thing, but watching the videotape, you know, it's like seeing it in person and then watching tape of it is going to be like, wow, every time you rewind it, wow. He is 228 pounds with explosive speed, but he's also got the wiggle. He's got the shake. I mean, he's got quick twitch. You know, he's a big back with quick twitch. You know, very rarely the guys his size have the ability to make you miss and run away from you. A lot of times big backs like that might make you miss or run you over, but they're not going to make you miss and run away. And he can do that kind of thing. I mean, he is so gifted and very good receiver of the football. He was at Oklahoma. I think he's going to be a huge factor for them. I mean, he's eye-catching. I mean, even the fans, after his first run, they gave him an ovation because he's just that change of direction, that sideways cut that he has, that jump cut. He's really, really, he's the real deal.
The Bengals made a trade in the spring, and it was like page 8 of the sports section. They picked up Chris Smith for a conditional draft pick from Jacksonville. He applied consistent pressure as a pass rusher in this game.
Well, I remember after the preseason game that they played against the Jacksonville Jaguars, Andrew Whitworth said, that guy is a unbelievable pass rusher. And when he tells teammates and coaches that Chris Smith can play, now all of a sudden everybody's ears perk up. And the scouting department, when they had an opportunity to make a move to get him, they made a great move. Coming out of college, this defensive end ran a 4.640. So he's explosive. I mean, you're right, Dan. He gave him consistent upfield pressure. He would bull rush, show quickness and speed, separation. I mean, he's going to be a big factor. Chris Carter, who they picked up to try to do this a few years back, he can do the Chris Carter thing. And, you know, when you have guys like Lawson and him, you know, Paul Gunther can line them up here, there, and everywhere. You know, it's like they're going to have the Joker package, which a lot of times the Joker is a free runner because the confusion of the schematic makes offensive linemen blow assignments, and you have a free runner. If you have a free runner with those guys, you know, it's pretty impressive. And then, you know, also, you know, they get a sack out of the third round pick, Jordan Willis. I mean, he shows something off the edge as well. So they were hoping to improve their pass rush, and they did it by trade and by draft picks, and it looked pretty impressive.
A couple of weeks ago, defensive coordinator Paul Gunther was in a fast food restaurant. He saw a sign on the wall where they were looking for closers. He took a picture of it, and he showed it to the defensive line because that's what he's looking at of the pass rush, guys that at the end of the game with a lead can get to the quarterback and help put it away.
I'll tell you, he's got a lot of tools to use. I mean, he's going to be like the mad chemist. He's going to have a beaker full of Lawson and a beaker full of Smith and start mixing and concocting these configurations and these pressure packages and all this thing. I'm telling you, he's a very creative mind. His sub packages, his nickel and dime packages on second and long, third down, it's going to be fun to watch because he's got a lot of people to tinker with.
The Bengals win their preseason opener by 11 points over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Thanks for checking out the Radio Guys Recap. For Dave Lapham and our photographer, Stephen Huddy, I'm Dan Hoard for Bengals.com.